Well, here we go again. We're back on, and this is Radio Entrepreneurs. Welcome back, everybody. My name again is Jeffrey Davis. I'm host of Radio Entrepreneurs, glad to say. 6 years. Oh, boy. Get me fired. Get someone new in here. And also chairman of the board of Mage LLC, and very proud of our long relationship with Mage, with my partner, John Friedman. 34 years, 700 organizations. We're very happy with the consistency we've been able to show. And thanks to the staff, too, who have helped us all these years. Our next guest thought I was going to have trouble with her name. At least she thought, but no way for me. Lisa Raich, founder of Wiser.
Thank you. That's what? Correct.
Now, I've been when I was young, I was told I was a wise guy. What's a Wiser?
So Wiser is an online marketplace platform for women in business and career to connect on demand, one-on-one, with experts in business and career to
no
answer.
No boys.
We don't exclude boys, but we cater to women. We did have right. men come through during our beta, so men have utilized the service, but
right.
it's more, we cater more towards women than men.
It's okay, you know. Chacun son goût, the French would say. You go with the flow. And so again, give me an example of a type of business and how they would be utilizing your services so it feels concrete to our listener.
Sure. So any kind of business. You may be a mother who makes lotions and soaps and sells them at the farmer's market on the weekend. And you decide, I want to grow my business, maybe take it full time. Well, in order to do that, you probably want to start selling wholesale. And that would mean selling into maybe local grocery stores or local markets, but you've never sold before. So you could schedule a call with a pitch expert to help you to pitch your product to that local store. And after you've pitched, now you've gotten a sales meeting. But you've never done a sales meeting before. So how do you structure a proper sales meeting so that you can close that deal? So you could schedule a call with an expert, a sales expert, and they would help you map out how you would walk through that meeting. You suddenly now are selling more product and you need somebody to help you get more product. So now you can get on with a supply chain expert. Your business is growing, you're hiring people. You could get on with an HR expert and say, what do I need to know for hiring my first and second employee? And so that's the service that we provide. We provide you access to experts in the various areas that you would need in your business.
Interesting. So let's get it. I always like to call it the Wayback Machine. Let's start your career and let's get a sense of the progression that led you to this.
Oh, goodness. Wayback Machine? Years ago, I worked in fast food. That's how far back. I worked in fast food, realized that wasn't the life that I wanted, went back to school full time while I worked full time. Did the retail thing that I didn't love. Finally got into public accounting. I spent probably about 8 years in a local public accounting firm working directly with entrepreneurs. I really did enjoy it, but didn't necessarily see that that's where I was going to go. Took a really big leap and started working for a software company in Boston. Started working in the finance departments of other companies. We were acquired by a huge publicly traded company. I went from working directly for the CFO to one of 125 people in the finance department alone, which is a really, really big culture shock for someone like myself who's always directly worked for the owners or the C-suite. So did that, moved on to, another market intelligence company. And somewhere around late 2016, just decided that's not what I wanted to do anymore. So I walked away from corporate America. I call myself a corporate refugee. And I went off and I started my own CPA practice. I started working as a business advisor because I am actually a CPA by trade. And about 15 or so months ago, partnered up with Catherine Rose, who's the founder of Wiser, and started working on Wiser because there's just a huge gap for women entrepreneurs. They're not getting access to the experts they need to help them grow their businesses.
What do you think that is?
Historically, women do not build their networks like men do. So for years, women were the only ones in C-suite spaces. So they didn't build up their networks and they weren't allowing other women in. And now that we are walking away from corporate America, many of us, and starting our own businesses, we actually don't have networks of experts around us. And so we hit challenges throughout the, throughout as we're trying to build our businesses. So
that's interesting because, you know, studies on therapy show that women seek help more than men do.
They do, but not necessarily with regards to their businesses. So women will assist other women with regards to their issues, but they won't necessarily share their own personal issues with their own businesses.
Interesting. Yeah. So how many companies are in your network?
So it's actually individuals. Mm. So we have individual experts in the network now. We have about 100 experts already. We should have about 1,000 experts by the close of 2019. And then by the end of 2020, we would like to have 10,000 experts in there.
Do you have a vetting process that you use for these experts? Because a lot of people are self-proclaimed experts.
Oh, absolutely.
And there's a bell curve to the world.
Yeah, absolutely. So the initial process, they are coming out of our own personal networks. These are people we would have gone to myself and the other co-founders. And from there, we're...
So is it more subjective than an objective process that you've built?
It's both. I mean, you have to have the experience. You know, you've got to have the education. You've got to have the time in the workplace or the experience, the time really building out your craft. You could have tons of degrees but have never used your craft. So we're looking for people who can really get down and also support these women and get on a call and actually be caring and really convey to them what it is that they need to walk away from the call with.
So you're looking for major growth. Are you in specific markets right now?
No, we will talk to women across the board, whatever market, you know, whatever type of industry that they're in. We're also providing them all the way from sales and marketing support, finance. If you're in AR, AI, you know, technology, we're looking to support women who are in the tech space as well. Girls who in the STEM who historically, once they hit age 12, actually drop out of STEM and don't follow all the way through. So we're really looking to support women in tech as well.
And how do you get your revenue to keep this going?
So it's a per call basis right now. So it's $49 for a 30-minute call or $99 for a 60-minute call with an expert.
So it's not, let's say, an ongoing membership, an annual
fee?
It is not
at this
point.
Per
call?
Yeah, it's a per call, absolutely. So you run into a challenge in your business, you go onto the site, you find an expert in the space that you're looking for, you schedule a call with them, you have your call, you get your questions answered, and you move on.
So your experts, do they sign an agreement with you so that let's say I had a call with you three times, I mm-hmm. liked you, and I try to call you outside of the network?
You are absolutely welcome to connect with the experts outside of the network. Most of the women, actually all of the women that are in the network are on mission with us. Most of them are working for a reduced rate. So their goal is, you know, they're looking to help other women as well. So, you know, again, if you have a rapport with an expert and you like them and you want to work with them outside of the network, you're very welcome to do that.
We've been speaking with Lisa Raich, founder of Wiser. Lisa, if someone was interested in finding Wiser, how would they do that?
You can find us online at wiser.com. We're also on all the social networks. We're on Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, at GetWiser.
Great.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Remind everybody, this is Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis. And if you know a budding or successful entrepreneur or leader, have them contact Nathan Gobes at Radio Entrepreneurs. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages.